talking to Dion Dyson.
Very happy that we're going to discuss one thing again this morning.
那你记得，迄个前面人说，我早前是痴迷，现在我已经看。
Remember the blind man say, I was blind, but now I see.
伊讲，我只知影这件代志呐，听。
He say, I only know this thing.
那么我见这个代志，伊只也不过只有一项代志。
We also see what David, he only seek for one thing.
伊完全在用继续的求。
And until now, he's still asking for that.
就是一生一世要我一定用。He's
dwell in the temple of God forever.
伊要将用要我上帝的恩主啊。
And to gaze upon God's mercy and beauty.
上帝的恩美。
And to gaze upon His beauty.
伊在殿中常常的伊要来求告。
In the temple, he will ask.
所以我们知道，咱来到礼拜这个所在，伫遮咧敬拜上帝，咱遮咧敬仰上帝的恩美，伫遮咧用上帝的祈祷。
Therefore, if you come to the church, we should gaze upon the beauty of God, and we are praying to God.
咱已经听过了，这个圣经内面所记载，唔是讲单方面念经，心内还有气的。
We know that worship is not only one way; it's supposed to be involved way.
当咱用上帝遮敬仰上帝的祈祷时，上帝会做咧祝福。
When we are gazing upon God's beauty, He will bless us in the same way.
我们活人亲像当初，亲像篱笆，阮会用得住。
He will like we will like a tree in the on the Lebanon's river.
那你看到这里，啊，玛利亚进耶稣的面前，耶稣就说多么道理。
We will see the Maria sitting in front of Jesus, listen to what Jesus preached.
那我们在安静的听道理之后，然后我们会当底下来行出来。
After we have a silent moment to listen to the message, then we can walk the Christian way.
那我们能够听念念也中听念念也行出来，这个在真真的真理。
We shouldn't only listen to what the message says. We should walk it out, walk the message out.
所以话，这个玛利亚这里行出来，叫什么？上面的拿撒勒油，要抹耶稣的身上。
Therefore, you know what Maria did. Maria brought the nada perfume and oil on Jesus' head. And Jesus said, this is a beautiful thing.
那么发现，这个小人过来到耶稣的面前。
We also see the young official come to front or come to Jesus.
耶稣看伊个爱。
And Jesus saw him and loved him.
因为太可爱。
Because he's very cute.
这个小人，伊对囡仔开始就将迄个上帝的诫命拢遵守。
Because this young man, he followed the commandments that God put there.
不但遵守上帝诫命，伊搁在一个真有智慧、真知识、真做官的小人。
Not only he followed all the commandments, he's a guy with he's a very smart guy.
就是耶稣里面讲，你要欠少一样的。But
Jesus told him the only thing you still need one thing.
伊说欠少什么？
What do he need?
唔敢奉献，
because he don't like offering.
所以讲，如果你奉献的时候，你这个财富就在天顶的所在。
And Jesus told him, if you offer, then your treasure will build up in heaven.
所以，咱今早起去接受那边个大家，而且来看两项的。This
morning we're going to look at two things, two matters.
好像在接受咱讲。
The first area is in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to verse
14.
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 3,
13
to 14.
13 to 14. 努力并进的，将佢飘杆嘅跑，飞机嘅上帝嘅基督耶稣内面，对顶面叫我来嘅奖赏。
He said, "Brother, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do." 3:13-14. He said, "Brother, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it." But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
我就是说来讲，我的追求，底下这一辈子就是命来追求，将来上帝给我的奖赏。Paul was
forward to win the prize which God has called.
这就是用大家拢做爱。
Everyone likes to have reward.
So the one in the other part, yeah, don't miss it, here it is.
All the others, what they want is to win the reward.
So the gold medal.
Therefore, they have to train hard, and they have to exercise more. Paul also told the Philippian church, you should work hard now in order to get a reward in the future. This is what the hope for every Christian. If we don't have this kind of hope, then we are the pitiest Christian in the world. Because a lot of people are doing that, but we cannot do it. A lot of people, they go to the very bad place, but we are scared to go. It's not because we are scared to go, it's that we don't like to go to that place. Because if we have the life of Jesus in us, we won't go to that kind of place. I wonder if you have the feeling that if you like a certain food very much, it's not very expensive. And there is some very precious food that that we don't like to eat. If the food put in front of you, and maybe you won't be interested in that. If the food is very cheap and it's in front of you, you still like to eat it. I like a lot of food. Some of them are very expensive and some of them are very cheap. I love peanuts very much. I also like the Japanese sashimi very much. And I like it very much too. If you place the very cheap peanut in front of me, I will be very satisfied. If you put the very expensive sashimi in front of me, I also like it very much. If you cook another meat like the pig leg or the chicken, the beef and in front of me, and I don't like those foods. The Christian life the same way. If there is a lot of things that people like, but we shouldn't do it. A regular person, they should go to like to go to that place, but we shouldn't do it. Therefore, a lot of people say, you Christians are such a pity Christian. If we don't have the eternal hope in our heart, then we are very pity Christians. I've been staying for the Philippines for 8 years. The churches that the system, the church's organization in the Philippines belongs to the Presbyterian Church. Their faith is different from the other Presbyterian church in other countries of the world. In the Philippines, they are a very conservative group. They couldn't drink. They couldn't go and watch a movie. They couldn't gamble. Therefore, the Presbyterian Church in the Philippines is a very conservative church. There is one elder, maybe he's not that good. He wants to watch a movie. He go and he walk toward in front of the movie house. And there is one deacon who walks toward
him.
And then he turns his way to go to another way. And he was thinking, if I go into the movie and if the deacon see that, he will be very embarrassing. And then he turned away and then he came back again. And the demon showing up again. He said it's both of them, they want to watch a movie. And at the end, they both of them didn't watch a movie.
So in the case, yes, we don't want to be sinned. If you obey, I will quite pay for that.
Therefore, if you have the life of Jesus Christ inside your heart, then you don't want you naturally you won't do those kind of things. But I want to stress it is not to tell you don't watch a movie. In the Philippines, you better not go into the movie house there. In the United States, the movie house here is very clean. Now, there is one time I went with the missus to go to watch a movie. There's a very big movie house. You know how many people are in there? When we enter the movie house, we are the only two there.
Okay, so we see what you did.
And at the end, the total number is 7.
So, Ching Yu,
it's a very clean and nice place. If you feel so tired, you can go in and sleep there.
So, here is what I could do.
Therefore, you should go, you can go into that kind of place. If you go to the Philippines, maybe you won't prevent you going to the movie house. I didn't went in directly to the movie house, but I thought it's very dirty. You can ask my kids, they went to the movie house. They went to the movie house there. Therefore, for Christians, if their life is as a Jesus Christ in them, then they won't go to that kind of place. Not only to go to that kind of place, we were looking forward to the way that the Christ led for us. Here they tell us we have reward in the heaven in the future. This is a for sure thing. This is an eternal lasting thing. If you want to get this kind of reward, we should forget about the past and walk forward in the front. We should forget about the past. If the people grow old, a lot of things, they will forget a lot of things. They forget the thing that happened recently. And they remember every detail thing in the past. And he remembered that the neighbor touched his chicken and killed the chicken. And he remembered that, she remembered that very in detail in her mind. And she forget everything recently happened. And she went out and walked around the place, and then she forgot how to get home. I have one friend, his mother is around 90 years old. And whenever she went out and she forgot to come, she forgot her house. And the police department will call him and tell him to take her mom from the police, or take his mom from the police station. You know what the grandma said? The American police is a lot nicer.
Oh,
they copy in the police department. And I told him once, if you want the cookies and the coffee, you should just walk around and get the camp hall so the police will catch you and put it into the police department and you can free out free
cookies.
But she remembered all the things in the past but forget that the thing happened recently. Right here, it tells us to forget about the past, it's not only that we should walk forward in our future. A lot of people are living in their life in the past. Because they didn't forget the thing happened on their past. They say water, you freeze yourself, then they can become the ice. And they try to show off what they are so good in the past. Maybe at this time they move a little bit, then they go to twist their head. Therefore, if the people are living in the past, you will feel very proud. And he was saying, you young man, you didn't do anything good. Now, if I was in the past, I would do a lot better than you do. And you do a lot of things for a long time, you didn't even accomplish that. If you let him do it, he didn't even know how to do it. But we all living in the life of our past. If we have a failure experience in the past, that experience that we are scared to do. And we haven't started yet, we already know that we may fail. Therefore, if you're living in the past, we couldn't do anything at this time. Therefore, Paul said you should walk forward in your future. What kind of sacrifice we have to offer in order to walk forward in our future? If we don't pay any sacrifice, we couldn't walk forward in the future. In order to have our church grow, let our church revive. Every church member should pay the sacrifice or have the responsibility of reviving the church. It's not only one or two person. Starting from September, we have the praising worship. During the past, there's only one leader in front to lead the praising section. At this time, we have a group of people to lead the whole church. This church, they have to unite in one heart. They have to unite in one. So they could lead the whole group to praising God. If this group have conflict within themselves, then they could then lead the whole group, whole church to praising God. Therefore, everyone should pay the sacrifices. This sacrifice is very big. But we should pay out. When we pay the sacrifices out, we will see God will give us a lot of blessings. This is our working toward in your future, in your front. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, says, From the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing and forcefully men lay hold of it. Therefore, Paul said, there is only one thing, forget about my past and walk toward the future. The last thing I'm going to mention here, and this is also a very important issue. It's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15 to verse 18.
This is what happened. 咱现在照主话要甲你讲一件代志，阮这个话题要存留到主降临的人转过伫迄个已经分了人的代身，因为主要亲自对天降临，有呼叫声音、甲军杀将声音，都有上帝一号要吹响。迄、那个伫耶稣基督内死了人要升高啊！以后咱这个话题要存留的人，要甲因这种被提到分内，在空中甲主三主，这样咱就要甲主永远同在。所以恁就用这个话彼此劝勉。
Okay, in First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15 to verse 18. According to the Lord's own words, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the morning of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and that the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive are left, will be caught up together with them in a crowd to meet the Lord in the air. And so, we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. In 2 Peter verse 3, verse 8 and 10, to tell us, but do not forget one thing, dear friends, with the Lord, a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years is like a day. Now, verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will destroy by fire, and the earth and everything with it will be laid bare. Let's check another Bible. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
In
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 to 52. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. In these three Bible verses, you tell the second coming of the Christ. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, say, I will tell you one thing. And in 2 Peter chapter 3, he tells one thing you shouldn't forget.
Here, Corinthians 15:15,
and in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, says there's a mystery thing. This one thing is the second coming of the Christ. At the end of the day, the archangel will blow the trumpet and the dead will rise to life. And the living Christian will change their image to become a glorified image, and they will all go to heaven, resurrected. And the second coming of Christ, He will come, and then we all will go to heaven. At the second, when Jesus was going to go to heaven, all His disciples come to Jerusalem. In the mountain. And Jesus was going to go to heaven. At that time, all the disciples were looking toward Jesus. In the second hour, they all said, "Why are you looking at him like that? He will go to heaven like that. At the same way, he will come. At the same thing happened to him." Here, right here, tells us one thing. At the end of the day, when the archangel blew the trumpet, therefore, a few persons, they are trying to emphasize the tribulation should come before the 7 years of the suffering, the 7 years of the tribulation. During the 7 years of the tribulation, it will be a 7 years. At the 7 years of the tribulation, there were seven seals. And there were seven trumpets. And there will have seven balls.
So,
And people are saying when the archangel blows the trumpet, is this seven trumpet going to blow?
So,
therefore, the second coming of Christ will be when the seventh trumpet blows, then all the Christians will go to heaven. This kind of theory, I didn't really agree with that. Is that because I don't agree? It didn't mean that it shouldn't be like that. The theory I believe is before the 7 year tribulation, the second coming of the Christ, then all the Christians will go. If we read the Revelation, then we should know this kind of theory is a very believable theory. If we look at this seven trumpet and the trumpet that the angel blow, this is very similar. But if we look at the Bible on the 50th anniversary of the angel will also blow the trumpet. And when the Israelites was walking towards around the Jericho town, they also blow the trumpet. And when they are harvesting, they will also blow the trumpet. When they're celebrating, they will also blow the trumpet. So we should really differentiate this kind of blowing the trumpet. The second coming of Christ, he at that time blew the trumpet is to gather all the Christians together. During the 7 years of the tribulation, this seventh trumpet is when God will pour the seventh suffering to the world.
So it is most important.
So we should really separate this kind of trumpet.
那就为了快乐和天主和和那个好好做起来，就是好就是好了。
We should not join the happy trumpet, the joyful trumpet with the suffering trumpet and join them together. We should separate this kind of trumpet.
所以耶稣的再来，天父兄弟七日后，主那时耶稣就是再来。Therefore,
not exactly the second coming of Christ during the seventh trumpet blow is not exactly like that.
我的耶稣就再来，但以前说圣经当中圣经讲，无人知影那日期。The
second coming of Christ, the Bible tells us, no one knows the date.
所以当时呢，新郎中耶稣就再来是何时何日，耶稣就会再来，一个月过后那时间段。
If someone was trying to claim that the second coming of Christ will be on what day and what year, you can go directly to them. They are not the real one.
因为有真正一人已经安尼讲过啊，安尼做唔断过。
There are a few people they claim for that and the Christ then come. But we all know that the second coming of Christ is in front of us.
所以不如你先说说，讲只有一件代志，恁唔通唔知影。But
therefore, Paul said, there is one thing you should remember.
这个代志我是应该跟你讲的代志。This
one thing I have to tell you.
这项代志是奥秘的代志。This
is also a very mystery thing.
就是咱们圣经内面，不然知影，既然耶稣基督伊咧再来，咱们怎样来等候伊再来？
Therefore, we know that the second coming of Christ. How should we prepare for that?
咱应该爱惜咱的福音，非常的坚信，也要等到耶稣的再来。We
should love and we should very conscious about our time.
咱来看这个，就算来讲，天书第四章十八章。If we
see our First Thessalonians chapter 15, verse 14. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse
18.
He said, you have to use this word to encourage each other. What do you mean by encourage? What it means is to advise, to share with each other. And to comfort each other. This is what we mean to comfort or to encourage each other. The Bible explains very well. To encourage each other is to encourage them the coming of the Christ. We should encourage each other the coming of the Christ. And because of we're doing that, we will comfort each other. The Bible tells us for the dead Christian, they were resurrected from the tomb. The living of Christian will reform themselves and then. It was just like the image of what Christ has resurrected from death. And I say in the First Corinthians, this kind of physical body, it won't be damaged. They will be resurrected to heaven. This is a very comforting thing. And starting from there, the earth will suffer the 7 years of tribulation. Thanks to the Lord that during the 7 years of tribulation, we don't have to be there. During the second coming of Christ, we will be resurrected to heaven. We should encourage each other with this kind of message. This about not pray.
听下我的天父，我的上帝，感谢我的恩典。